With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, May 12th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're off to a green start. The Nasdaq's negative now, but the Dow still holding on to a 25-point gain. We've had quite a wild week. We were down 200 yesterday. We were up 200 the day before. Easy come, easy go there. And now today we're up 27 points for the week, I got to believe. Maybe we're up just a little bit with one day left to go. S&P 500 is up almost 2 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,066. The NASDAQ is now down 10 points. Maybe those big Amazons and Facebooks are finally selling off. They hit all-time highs again yesterday, even when the market was down 200 points. The NASDAQ's down 10 right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,750. Crude oil. Now, there's a big story today. Crude oil is rocketing higher. Crude oil is up 1.6%. I continue to be bullish on the crude oil stocks, the crude oil sector. I wrote a big article here not too long ago in my newsletter that also was published on many of the top financial websites, making the case for oil stocks here in 2016. Crude oil is now at $46.96 per barrel. Gold is up 0.5%. Even yesterday, gold was the big winner, which we'll talk about here in a moment. Even with the market down 200 yesterday, gold had a very good day. Gold stocks had a very good day. Gold is clear up to $1,282 per ounce, closing in on 1,300. The euro is at 1.14 today. We'll check the U.S. dollar here in a moment. And the 10-year yield going up today to 1.75%. So welcome. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've had a wild week. We'll see where it all ends up. Every week in the newsletter, I show you how the week went in the various asset classes, the ones that I deem to be the most important, things like gold and oil and the S&P. And the small caps and the mid caps and Europe and Latin America and China, etc. That's good to watch that scorecard every week just so you know where the action is, was, and where the action wasn't. I also show you where we're at year to date, which is also important to know, very important to know. That shows you the trends. For instance, you can see this year that oil and gold are both up over 20%. That's the commodities. So you know that the underlying stocks are doing quite well also. So we'll see when the week ends where we're at, but we've had quite a wild week. We were down 200 points on Wednesday. We were up over 200 points on Tuesday. Throw in a couple of flat days in there, and it's been quite a wild week that hasn't gained much when all is said and done. Initial jobless claims come in a little bit worse than expected. Jobless claims being worse than expected, that means they came in higher than expected. They came in at 294,000. You know, I can't remember the last time we saw jobless claims come in at 300,000 or more, but we're not too far from that number, are we? We need to keep an eye on that. That's one of the big indicators, one of the recession indicators, the employment numbers. And we get those initial jobless claims every single week. That's one of the worst numbers I've seen in a while, 294,000 people. Probably a lot of those temporary workers at Home Depot selling all of those tomato plants and cucumber plants and all that kind of stuff. Today, Mr. Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, will meet with Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. We'll see how that goes. They seem to be warming up to each other a little bit more. And, of course, the market really wants to know who is going to be the next president. The market is considering two people at the current time, Ms. Clinton and Mr. Trump. And the market reacts accordingly. Certain sectors especially react more so than others. We'll keep our eye on that. Going forward, the Bank of England stays on hold. You know what? Central banks around the world, nobody's raising interest rates. Nobody. We tried it once. We hiked rates in December. Actually, we did it twice. The first and the last time for a while. With all this pressure from the central banks around the world and them seeming to be in some sort of collusion with one another, Bank of Japan, European Central Bank, Bank of England, Australia, America, etc., there's a lot of pressure on Miss Yellen to just leave those rates alone. And meanwhile, that continues to drive the U.S. dollar lower. Let's see how it's doing today. In fact, I sent out a tweet yesterday. I said, that looks like an ugly chart. On the U.S. still looks very ugly chart on the U.S. dollar. But that's bullish for certain sectors of the market. That's creating the opportunity here in 2016. The dollar is up a little bit today, but that's still a very severe downtrend that the U.S. dollar is in. And I still like those areas of the market that go counter to the drop in the U.S. dollar. The retailers got slaughtered on Wednesday. Just slaughtered. I only own, gosh, I think I own just a couple. I own Dollar Tree, which I still like. I don't think you can paint Dollar Tree into the same corner you can paint these mall-based retailers, which are getting crushed. You know, I think you can put Kohl's on death watch. I'm looking actually for some of these to short in my speculative trading account. I've got several stocks on death watch right now that literally are spiraling down. Today, Kohl's misses by 6 cents. Kohl's is down 7.4%. Look at that. You want to see an ugly chart on a stock, KSS, which is now hitting a new 10-year low, something like that, at $35.32, is down 8.7%. I think you can add that one to Death Watch, along with Gap Stores, which is also gapping down again today, minus 3%. Maybe I should create an ETF, anti-mall, call it mall with a frowny face. And all those mall-based retailers just continue to get pummeled. Yesterday was one of the worst days for retail, which I don't have very much exposure to. I have exposure to Amazon. That's not a mall-based retailer. It hit a new high yesterday. You see this trend I'm talking about? I've been mentioning the ETF, iBuy, which a friend of mine created the index for that. And iBuy is the mall-based online-based retailers, where the action is, the Stamps.com, the Amazons of the world. Mall traffic, dismal. Just ask Macy's. Just ask Kohl's. Let's ask some of the others. Nordstrom's, JCPenney. Another one on death watch. Ugly, ugly. It's, you know, the times change. The horse and buggy, the buggy makers started to go south when Henry Ford started tinkering in his garage. That's just the way life goes sometimes. Cyclical. Things are cyclical. Amazon, Facebook hit new highs yesterday. Those are my two biggest holdings at Gunderson Capital Management. It was a very good day for the gold stocks. The day that the market was down 200 on Wednesday, the gold stocks were shining stars because the dollar continues its slide. So we'll continue to watch the U.S. dollar. I think that's the biggest factor to watch in the market in 2016. As long as the dollar is going down, you're going to continue to see these anti-dollar stocks, the contra plays, continue to go higher. Okay, what else? Oh, this is a big story in my opinion. The IEA, they're the ones that watch the energy and the oil stocks around the world. They are predicting that oil stocks will shrink dramatically in the second half of this year. Remember, I've been saying that we're going to see a return to growth in the S&P 500 earnings after a flattening off over the last couple of years. Much of that will come from the growth in the oil stocks once again, because oil has finally bottomed out here and those supplies are finally being drinked up, drunken up. Uh-oh, I better check my vocabulary handbook there. IEA expects oil supply glut to shrink dramatically in the second half of the year. I think my case for gold remains a very valid one. Opportunity in Brazil. Maybe. It looks like Rousseff is on the way out. And it looks like a pro-business regime, which is what they did in Argentina, is on the way in. Brazil has come back a long ways from its bottoms in late January. But there may be some political opportunity, market opportunity, based on political change blowing in Brazil. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A few more news items, and I want to talk about opportunity that comes along from time to time in the global markets when we see political change, when we see the winds blowing of political change. That can be for the good or for the bad, depending on the circumstance, but I want to talk about a couple of political change moves that I made over the last few years and was able to cash in a little bit on those. And I see a couple opportunities here today. But let's first finish up the news here. That oil stocks, I just want to emphasize that one again. I want to read the IEA. They expect oil supply glut to shrink dramatically in the second half of this year. That's a big story, in my opinion, and that's one of the reasons why you're seeing oil shoot higher today, and I continue to be very bullish on the oil patch. I have exposure through individual oil stocks. I have exposure here and there with some oil energy mutual funds, and I have some exposure through some oil and energy and natural resource exchange traded funds. Okay, let's talk about Brazil just for a moment. Oh, I'm saying about 3 years ago, something like that, the winds of change were blowing in India. The socialist government, which was kind of left over from the Gandhi family, was being ousted, and it was being replaced by a much more pro-business government. Mahendra Modi was taking the reins. And the market in India, which is, I think, about the fourth or fifth biggest economy in the world, it's still an emerging market, began to emerge once again in anticipation of a more business-friendly capitalism type versus socialism type of government. And I just played at that time an India mutual fund. I bought the Matthews India Fund, which I don't own anymore, but I owned the Matthews India Fund for about 15, 16 months or so, and I think I made about 30, 35% on it, which was pretty good, you know, and then the India market started to roll over a little bit, and I got out, and I took my profits there. And I've been watching other developments around the world, one that I have my eye on, and I have a little tiny, just a tiny little investment in it, is Argentina, where once again they realize that socialism does not work. It has not been good for the Argentinian people. Not as bad as it is for Venezuela, which has bread lines and supermarkets with nothing in them. Argentina was in pretty bad shape itself. They've been shut out from the world markets because every time Argentina floats some bonds, they end up not paying back those bonds. You do this two or three times, and the next time you want to float some bonds, nobody's going to buy your bonds. And the old bondholders, they want their money back. They've taken so many haircuts, they don't have any left on top. Kind of like me, you know. Can't take any more haircuts. I have to be doing a comb-over like Trump, you know. Get it from the back of my head. I don't know how he does that. Someday, I don't know. Only his hairdresser knows. But Argentina's on the way back. The Argentina ETF, ARGT, was at $15 a share in mid-January and plunging to new lows. It looked like there was no bottom. We felt the same way about oil prices at that time. We felt the same way about the small cap stocks in America at the same time. And then the Fed came in and did a switcheroo 180 and backed off of their hawkish stance on the currency or on interest rates and went to dove. And everything turned around on a dime or a peso at about that time. Argentina since then has climbed back from $15 a share. This is the Argentina ETF, which would run pretty much parallel with the Argentina stock market averages. Went from $15 a share to $21 a share. That's what it's done since late January. Well, that's a pretty good move. That's a move of what, about 40%, 35 to 40% from the low? Well, now the winds of change are blowing big time in Brazil. Brazil is the leading index in the world so far this year. I've avoided it because it's just too hot to touch right now. You could really get your hand burnt there because they still haven't decided. One day they're going to impeach the socialist regime, the corrupt regime that has pretty much raped the country. And, I mean, just all kinds of cook the books, you know. They compare the government down there with Enron here in America. And so they are now, once again, she's on impeachment watch. And there's a new regime that's trying to line up to take over, which would be pro-business, like the Argentinian regime. They better get their act together because they've got some Olympics starting here pretty soon. They got to get those mosquitoes under control. They've got to get those hotel rooms ready. They've got to get the restaurants ready and the roads ready and the airports ready because there's a lot of people coming to town to watch the Summer Olympics. So there may be some opportunity there. There's a lot of individual stocks that are based in Brazil, utilities, oil and gas, other infrastructure types of stocks. Even Ambev. Isn't Ambev headquartered in Brazil, which now owns Budweiser? And then there's, of course, I think one of the better ways to play it, and I'm not playing it yet. I'm just saying that opportunity comes along from time to time from the political side of the fence. Of course, here in the USA, listen, we missed a huge opportunity. You know, another coal stock filed for bankruptcy. Penn Virginia, PVA. Penn Virginia is now trading on the bulletin boards. We remember back 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, when Barack Obama said he would put the coal industry out of business. We should have cleaned up by shorting the coal stocks. At the same time, the gun stocks have soared over the last 7 to 8 years. And now they're moving again in anticipation of a possible Hillary Clinton presidency, which would be very bearish for gun owners, but very bullish for gun stocks. So you see, there can be opportunity from time to time in the stock markets of the world where political change is blowing. And a couple of those opportunities that I see right now, outliers, I mean, they're still risky, high risk, but Argentina and Brazil seem to be coming back to capitalism. They seem to be sick of the socialism that has driven their countries down towards Venezuela. That's not good. So we'll keep our eye on these political developments around the world. When we come back, we'll have our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, that's an ugly chart on Apple. That's a very ugly chart on Apple. I've been warning about Apple. And I've been touting another stock. Not touting, but I like another stock better than Apple. I think Facebook is the new powerhouse. I know one's a device maker, one is a social media company, but they're still in the technology industry. They're big members of the NASDAQ. I still like Facebook. And Facebook, I think, has a lot of upside potential. On the other hand, Apple is a perfect example of when a stock's earnings peak, which Apple did in 2015. Earnings peaked at $9.22 a share. And guess what? The stock also peaked. Isn't that funny how that happens? The stock peaked at $134 a share. Then what happened? Earnings are going to be down 10% versus last year. I don't like investing in a company whose earnings are decreasing. I like investing in companies where the earnings are increasing. That's just an ugly chart on Apple. Apple is down 2%. It's going to weigh on the market, too, if Apple breaks down, because Apple is a big component of the NASDAQ, and Apple is also a big component of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So a lot of this turnaround in the market here that you've seen here, a lot of it's Apple. Apple was $112 in April. Now it's 90, and I think it's headed lower from here. Growth is decreasing. The same thing is going to happen to the market someday. The S&P 500, where earnings have been growing. Some guy challenged me this on my article the other day. He said, earnings haven't been growing. Do you count non-GAAP earnings or GAAP earnings? You know what? I use the same earnings source every week, so it's consistent. Comparing apples with apples, earnings have been increasing ever since 2009. Now, they flattened off the last couple of years, but they haven't started shrinking or decreasing. And in addition to this, earnings estimates for next year are looking to be a lot higher than this year. Well, we check it week by week. If they start to get ratcheted down, they start to get ratcheted down. But right now, the market is trading on those expectations. And I continue to like some powerhouse stocks. I continue to have a big position. It's my number two biggest position is Amazon. Amazon hit a new all-time high yesterday. It's hitting a new all-time high today. It broke through 700. It's never been above 700 before. It's now at 715. I have an article out there, a video out there on my, well, it's on my website, Gunderson Capital. How high can Amazon go? And I do a quick little valuation on the shares of Amazon so that, you know my formula for valuing stocks, and I apply it to the shares of Amazon. I also wrote an article a while back in my newsletter that also was published on many of the websites around the country. Facebook, is Facebook the new Apple? Which I believe Facebook is now the powerhouse stock. Their earnings are growing 57% this year, while Apple's earnings are shrinking 10%. That's a big difference. That's like night and day, as Frank Sinatra would sing. Well, there's another tech stock that I like. I'm not real heavily weighted in technology stocks right now. In fact, I'm very lightly weighted in technology stocks, but I do own Facebook. I do own Amazon, and I do own Adobe. I thought I would talk about Adobe here today and make it my featured stock. It looks like it wants to break out to new highs. It's struggling with resistance in about the $96 area. The question is can Adobe go higher from here? Well, half of the formula is performance, and half of the formula is valuation. So let's apply those two disciplines, those two studies, to the stock of Adobe Systems, ADBE, which trades on the NASDAQ, which is a $48 billion company. When you think of Adobe, you think of Photoshop. That's one of their big, and all of the design software out there for folks, for designers, publishing software. They're a powerhouse when it comes to that. Adobe's earnings are looking to go up by 37% this year. And they're looking for another 33% next year. Well, that's a far cry from Apple's shrinkage of 10% in earnings this year. That's a big difference. Adobe is headquartered in the Silicon Valley in San Jose, where we're heard every day on KDOW, K-D-O-W 1220. In the San Francisco area, we have a lot of listeners up there. Adobe provides design, imaging, and publishing software for print, web, mobile, and dynamic media production. Very important company. A lot of people use Adobe in their computers, and they have a subscription model to Adobe, right? And that's been very profitable for Adobe. So what I want to do here is take about 3 minutes here. I'm going to set my stopwatch here. That's how I'm here's an analysis of a stock in 3 minutes. Okay, I call it the 3 minute review. Here we go with Adobe. All right, ready, go. All right, Adobe, a $48 billion company. It's a large cap stock. I have it in my Premier Growth account. It's a conservative growth company. There's no dividend here. Adobe is a growth stock. Their earnings are expected to grow this year by 37%. Their earnings next year are expected to grow by 38%. That is very good growth. That contrasts with the dog like Apple, which is a dog right now. Their earnings are decreasing by 10%. Facebook and Amazon are two other technology stocks with outstanding earnings growth. Now, the performance of Adobe has been quite good versus the market. Over the last 5 years, Adobe has delivered 22% per year, while the market's delivered 9%. Over the last 3 years, Adobe's delivered 30% per year, while the market's delivered 8%. And over the last 12 months, Adobe is up 25%, while the market's down 2%. That gives it a momentum grade of A- and a performance grade of A-. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Momentum and performance is half of my equation. The other half of my equation is valuation. What are the shares of Adobe worth? Well, Adobe's expected to make $3.79 next year in earnings. You can look that up. That's the consensus estimate. Their growth going forward is expected to be at about 28.2% per year for the next 5 years. That's superior growth, especially for a $48 billion technology stock. If I grow those earnings of $3.79 at 28% per year and carry it out over the next 5 years, I like to do 5-year target prices, I get a target price of $169 per share. The stock is currently trading at $96 per share. Lastly, the chart of the stock looks quite good to me. It's hitting resistance here at 96, but I don't think it would take much to push through that resistance. Earnings are due on June the 1st, so we won't have any earnings reports. It's going to be about 3 weeks out. I currently own the shares of Adobe in my Premier Growth account. It's not a recommendation, but it's an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. You have the performance part of the equation, which is quite good, and you have the valuation side of the equation, which is also quite good. And once again, the technicals look pretty good. Out of 4,128 stocks in my Best Stocks Now app, it comes in at number 49, a stock that I currently own and a stock that I would call right now a Best Stock Now, ADBE. There it is, 3 minutes. That's all it took. Well, you can use my app at home. You can download it from the App Store. You can download the app from the Android Store, the Google Play Store, if you have an Android device. I don't have it on Kindle. I'm thinking about it. I haven't decided yet. But even easier, just go to the website, beststocksnowapp.com. There's about 600 stocks in the free version of the app. If you want all 4,300, actually there's 4,000. 128 right now. There's a subscription version of the app. I currently come up with a very strong candidate here. Again, not a recommendation, but an example of those forces coming together, valuation and performance. Adobe, ADBE. All right, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked a little bit about the current state of the economy. The initial jobless claims come in a little bit worse than expected, 294,000. But there is still no sign of a recession on the horizon for the U.S. economy. Although we're always on recession watch here at Gunderson Capital Management. And we're always on bear market watch. As the commercial says, my newsletter gave a buy signal back in late March of 2009, and I have never given a sell signal. There have been times when I wasn't as bullish as other times, kind of sat on the sidelines a little bit, watched, made sure things worked out, but I have never said sell everything. A new bear market is now underway. Initial jobless claims come in at 294K. We're watching political developments around the world, political developments in Argentina, which were favorable. Well, that happened about 6 months ago. Political winds of political change blowing in Brazil that might create some opportunity. Brazil has a lot of oil, so you could get a collision there of favorable political change and rising oil prices at the same time, which could create opportunity. And we're also watching for political change that is going to occur here in the U.S. There's some different scenarios that could play out, some not so good, some that would probably not be too disruptive to markets. So we have to keep our eye on that also. We've been talking about this week the mall-based retailers. I have several stocks on death watch. Stocks like Kohl's, stocks like Gap Stores. Stocks like Abercrombie & Fitch, Macy's, etc. Man, I'm telling you, they're not in a good place right now. Being online is much better than being at the mall. That's just a death trap right now for a lot of these bricks and mortar retailers. Meanwhile, Amazon, Facebook hitting new highs. Apple's got an ugly chart. I do not like Apple at all. I've been called biased. Oh, you're just biased. Well, what creates bias? Numbers. I'm a number cruncher. I look at the numbers. When I see earnings increasing over here and earnings decreasing over there, I'm going to go over here, not over there. So we continue to watch some of these stocks, too, that may be possible short going forward. I do that in my speculative trading account, the play account. Gold had a good day on Wednesday. The dollar continues to have an ugly chart, about as ugly as Apple's chart. That continues to be favorable for counter dollar plays. Stocks that go higher when the dollar goes lower. We just talked about a featured stock of the day, which is never a recommendation to run out and buy it. I just give examples here and there. I try to pick one or two a day that I think look favorable at the time, but they have to possess those characteristics of performance and value. I don't like value on its own by itself, too many value traps, and I don't like performance just by its lonesome because there's too many high-priced performance stocks. They're momentum stocks and they're trading at ridiculous multiples. So I also have to be able to make a case. I do my own valuations. There's maybe 3,000 stocks in my database in addition to the ETFs and mutual funds are there, which you can't put a valuation on, but I do my own valuations on the stocks, which is another handy thing to have in your pocket, in your app, with your app to look up what the stocks are worth. It helps keep your eyes down the road so you can drive the portfolio a little bit straighter than this crooked path when you're looking just beyond your nose. And lastly, I would like to talk about the newsletter that I'm going to start this evening. We try to stay on top of things here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't think anybody can say, hey, you know, you're asleep at the wheel over there. Are you guys watching this? Are you guys watching that? We do everything we can do to watch the things that we think are important. Because we're active money managers. You're not going to come to me, and I'm not going to put you into 27 mutual funds and then be done with you and move on to the next person. And then rebalance. Whenever you hear the word rebalance, you know you're being put into some kind of asset allocation program. There's nothing wrong, you know. Look, for some people, that's the way they want to go. But you also have to recognize that that means there's really no defense when the next bear market comes along. If you're in an asset allocation program, you don't change the allocations based on the market. Those allocations change based on your age. The bear market doesn't care if you're getting older. The bear market is going to ignore your risk tolerance. The bear market's going to do what it's going to do the next time it comes along. The last one we saw was in 2008 when we went down 53%. Passive forms of investing will go right over the cliff, right over the falls, like Niagara Falls, with the market. Active investors can make no guarantees, but they can guarantee they'll be active and they'll be looking. And they'll be watching, so I will be updating you once again in my newsletter this weekend where we're at in the market, the big picture. Then we'll drill down to the asset classes, gold, stocks, bonds, real estate, all the various asset classes, inverse funds. And then we'll drill down into the most favorable sectors of the market and the least favorable sectors of the market. That's important, too. I kind of like those sectors that are benefiting from a decreasing dollar right now. And then we drill down into the individual stocks. It's the same methodology I use to put together a portfolio that I manage for you. If you don't see that kind of activity in your portfolio, and you kind of question whether anybody's really watching your portfolio, it's time to give us a call, I believe. At least talk to us about our methodology here. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can just take a look, take a gander at the newsletter, just read through it, speed read it, look at the pictures. It'll give you a good overall picture. All the parts make up the big picture. And we step back from the big picture. Sometimes it looks a lot better than some of the parts. Sometimes people get too worried about the parts and they miss the big picture. They miss the forest through the trees. Go to the website at GundersonCapital.com to check out this week's newsletter or request a review from us here at Gunderson Capital Management. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.